Charlie India, radio check.
Yeah, hey, Bill.
Another radio I just got done doing. How you doing, sir?
I'm sitting here getting ready to call the net.
Out of your way. I appreciate you taking the time to give me that answer, and I'll... You guys have a good net.
Minutes before it starts. It doesn't start until 9 o'clock. I'm just getting ready.
Was a teaching job, or is that out now for the break?
For the break, I'm still there trying to figure out a way to teach them with the restrictions I have when they come back on the 5th.
Telephone conversation, but that's very interesting.
And it's not something I want to get into on here, but yeah, it's definitely difficult.
I'm going to go put these up and get that. Hopefully I can get these two out of here, and then I'll be done for a bit. And I don't know that I'll ever do it again, but it was interesting while it lasted.
Well, good to hear you. And if I, for some reason, don't talk to you again, you have a Merry Christmas, and take care. Hope you and the family have a joyous Christmas season.
I'm sure we'll, now that I'm not messing with anybody else's radio, I can get back on that.
Good to hear you tonight. And again, if you're going to hang around for a minute, we'll hang around because it helps the repeater get warmed up before the net.
Right to that. No, I got to get the dogs inside. Normally they're bedded down for the night, and I've kept them up in over here and doing a lot of cussing as I twist little wrenches and little bit drivers and all this other stuff. So I need to get them bedded down and get ready to do another radio show. Woohoo!
Well, you take care. And again, have a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you. But yeah, we need to catch up sometime. But good to hear you. KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
7-3 to you. 4KQ4 Yankee Charlie India is clear.
KO4HKX.
Station, you're kind of quiet, but go ahead. KO4HKX here.
KO4ETW. Jeff.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm just sitting out in the shop filling with radios. 2 meter and 11 meter.
Hope you're having some luck at it.
I'm HT right now to put a ladder in the shop.
You're making a repeater fine. It's just, you know, it's a little quiet, so I have to really focus to hear you.
Yeah, I figured it would be. Yeah, just hanging on the side of the wall in the shop.
So how you been? You getting ready for Christmas?
Ready as we can get, I reckon. I'm trying to stay quiet, there's two of us.
The feeling, it's just me and the wife and my son and his wife, so not a lot going on this year.
Yeah, see, at my house, that'd be a crowd.
It's a small crowd, but not, like I said, not like it has been in years past. Years past, man, I've had to run for, it felt like a week straight to get to see everybody, but since 2020, they've all moved along, gone on to a better place.
Yeah, it's just us two. Don't have those down the line.
After that, maybe find some friends or family, other family to get together with sometime.
Oh, there's plenty of them around. Yeah, I kind of like it quiet.
Sometimes you're better off, but sometimes it's good to be around other people too.
Yeah, so you got the net tonight.
Sunday night, Gary's covered for me, I think, the past two Sunday nights, because I've had other functions come up with church and different things, so he's covered for me, so glad he was able to do that.
That's a good job, you do too. It was covered well.
I appreciate the kind words, and we just get on here and try to have fun with it. I mean, that's what it's about, and try to have fun with it when the times are good, and it keeps you in practice when things go south.
I'm going to step out to the vehicle, change the radio, and see if we can make any difference.
I'll be around. KO4HKX. Stay nearby.
KO4HKX, KR4EEE.
KO4HKX, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. I tried to jump on SysNet earlier, just using my HT here upstairs, but he could barely hear me, but I at least broke squelch.
6-4 is hard to get with HT from here. Our location, there's a couple of little ridges in the way.
Bigger radio was downstairs, and just didn't want to go down there tonight. Too cold. How was your Sunday?
Sunday is a little busy, which I knew. We didn't get home till about 7 o'clock tonight. Had a wedding to go to this afternoon.
Thank for it. Hope it was fun. Well, I wanted to make sure that I could hit you on this thing. I normally can. Glad you'll be calling the net tonight.
Getting into the repeater, so you're doing a good job.
Good to see you. I'm going to be clear for now. I'll talk to you in the top of the hour. KR4EEE, clear.
See you yesterday. Good to talk to you this evening, and look forward to checking you in here shortly. KO4HK, standing by for the net.
4HK, KR4EEE.
KO4HK here. 4HKX, Chuck. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. Radio shut down. Thank you. But connected good. How about this radio?
Got a little more volume to it, but in the repeater just as good.
That's good. I'm still working on male base. I've got some to tinker with, but I'm working on antenna now.
Hobby is just tinkering. I don't think anybody's ever 100% satisfied with their shack. It's always doing something to it.
Well, between 2 meter and 11 meter, it can cost you.
Wait till you get into the HS side of a ham radio. It can cost you, too.
Jeff, an old one is Yazoo MT-707, both pieces, but I'm not ready with it yet.
Had to yawn there. Well, it'll cost you when you get into that side of the hobby, too, man. Just like anything else in this world, if you want to do it, you'll do it. If not, you won't.
Exactly right. So far, I'm still wanting, but, yeah, I'm moving along a little bit of time. I can't get no hurry. My pocket ain't big as some of these guys.
That. There ain't no need to be in a hurry. Learn it. Take the time to learn it and do it right.
I'm enjoying it.
For HKX, that's the main thing, is you're enjoying it.
I feel like I got 10 miles of wire in my little room in there.
That's what you mean. Same here. I feel like I got a little bit more than that, though, because I got three radios set up, two computers, and hotspot, you name it, it's in here.
On something now, every time I turn around trying to pick something, the phone line just went out twice. Right now, I got no internet or nothing, no phone. I was trying to go hook me a computer up out here in the shop, but I got to get the Wi-Fi out here, and it won't reach when it ain't working.
A Wi-Fi extender I got on Amazon. And it works out pretty good for me.
I'm able to call sign for the boy. At the meeting, he showed me one, and I just hadn't got to it yet. I don't know where that goes, on the outside of the house or inside. My shop's about 50 feet, maybe a little more from the house.
Power in there, it plugs into the wall outlet, and then you program it to pick up the Wi-Fi. And it's got a better sensitivity, and it extends the range on it. So that's what I did.
Because I got nothing out here for Wi-Fi.
said, just take your time, figure out what you need, and do it right, man. You'll get there.
Do all right, but when it goes to programming and stuff, I fall down a little bit. But little by little.
Learn some way. Take it you're retired now, am I assuming correctly?
That is correct.
Be enjoying all of it, not being in a rush to do anything.
Everybody knows me, I'm not in no rush.
Well, that's a good thing.
I got a whole lot of sitting down weight on it left in me yet.
Like I said, you got plenty of time left, and just enjoying the days. Don't make it stressful.
Roger that. Yeah, I try not to put no stress on that. I did 38 years with my people, and still doing some, but I'm no hurry to go nowhere, no hurry to get there if I do go.
For a living, I miss that.
You familiar with Lake Robinson? I was a warden up there for 30 years.
I'm warden, okay.
For some, but not there, just another county.
Well, hopefully you're nicer than the one that was up here.
Up here, close.
Pennsylvania County up here in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, we're a lot nicer down here.
One up here that a lot of people have a hard time getting along with, but I've never had a run-in with him, so I can't say anything, but I've sure heard some stories.
That in everything you do.
And I started working for the Forest Service last month up at the Job Corps teaching automotive, so I'm around quite a few of them now.
North Carolina like South Carolina. You always got one that's a little tough, and it may have to be at times, but I think the majority of the whole system is they're pretty good people.
You're in a position with that you're trying to correct somebody, and they think they're right, and they know they're right, and you can't tell them they're wrong, so yeah, they're always going to talk bad about you. So I take it with a grain of salt.
Automotive, sir. Everybody knows how to fix it, but they bring it to you.
Yeah. And I have asked a couple of them, if you know how to fix it, why are you doing it here?
I'm charging, but I'll fix it if you want me to.
You try not to be that way. You try to be nice to everybody, but some people just, they have a knack of not letting you do that.
For about 6 years on a fleet of vehicles, you can't make them all happy.
Around the auto industry for almost 30 years now, and I turned wrenches for Ford and GM for almost 20, and then I bought the tool truck where I was around all the shops that were in my area down there, so I've been in and out of the industry, like I said, for the last 30 years, so pretty much if it can be done or done, I've seen it. It just happens.
Yeah, Roger. Looks like me and you got warm up the feeder up by ourselves.
In here for a few minutes. Checked in with me. He just lives right across the hill from me. And then you come in here and Bill come in here. So since 8:30, there's been a few of us warmish repeater up. It sounds much better when you do that ahead of time.
I heard Greg, I don't know him, but I've talked to him on radio. That's KL4 Echo, Echo, Echo.
He just lives right across the hill from me. He's a good guy. He come out to the Harrisville testing session yesterday and hung out with us. We had a whole crowd of us there, but we didn't have any tests yesterday.
Back at it and get my general. I've just stopped at the technician right now, just getting too many irons in the fire.
You're studying for that general, just go ahead and study for the extra. It's a whole lot easier that way. If you do it all at one time, because taking a break here between the general and extra stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to look at that. My testers, instructors, when I done the tech, first time I didn't get it. Second time I did real good. They handed me the other one, and I looked at one piece of it, and I said, hand it right back.
That. Well, Chuck, I'm going to get off here so I can get ready for the net. I appreciate you coming in here and helping me warm up everything, and good to hear you. And I'll catch you here on the net in a little bit, but if some reason I don't talk to you between now and Christmas, you have a Merry Christmas, and hope you and the wife enjoy it and the peace and quiet. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
KO4HKX. I'll talk to you on the net. KO4ETW, we're clear.